Special Senate Budget Committee to order for June 3rd, 2005. Appreciate everyone being here. We've got others that have bills to talk to and one that has a very serious issue back in her district. So I appreciate people letting me know what's going on. That helps us run a good committee. So we'll start right off with Senate Bill 5533, the Criminal Justice Commission. Senator Gordley, please.
Thank you and good afternoon, Mr. Chair and colleagues. Senate Bill 5533 is the budget bill for the Criminal Justice Commission. This nine-member commission's primary purpose is to develop and maintain a statewide criminal justice policy and comprehensive long-range plan for a coordinated criminal justice system. And what I would point out here, Mr. Chair, is that over a period of time, this agency has been asked to do a number of things that have taken them away from their mission as they've tried to implement other plans and programs, and that's something we should be aware of as we receive this report this afternoon. The Subcommittee on Public Safety approved a budget for this agency of $1,193,979,000 total funds and $988,001 general fund, a 19% decrease from the governor's budget. This proposed budget assumes the transfer of the Juvenile Crime Prevention Grant Program to the Commission on Children and Families, reductions for the PERS rate, and the change in the hourly rate for Department of Justice attorneys are reflected in this budget. The subcommittee did not eliminate the law enforcement contacts program as proposed by the governor and restored $131,643 general fund for this program. The subcommittee did eliminate two positions included in the governor's budget. The first was a policy and research position that was retained in the commission's budget from the juvenile crime prevention staff, transferred to the Commission on Children and Families. This position was not included in the overall Senate budget plan. The commission's budget and accounting position was also eliminated given the more limited scope and workload for the agency. Sufficient funds for contracting for these services from another agency were left in the budget. In the past, the commission's performance measures have been based on the juvenile crime prevention grants. With the transfer of this program, the subcommittee instructed the commission to continue their work on developing new performance measures based on their primary mission. And a budget note was adopted directing the agency to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for approval of their performance measures. The subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5533 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended. Mr. Chair, I would just add an additional statement that the budget for the agency, the staffing complement for this agency may not support their capacity to do the work of developing an up-to-date long-range plan for the criminal justice system. That's their mission. And I would say that we should expect to see this agency before the emergency board with a staffing request. So I'm just asking us to flag that piece.
So noted. More discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. Senate Bill 5534, Department of Consumer Business Services. Senator Morse, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5534 is the budget bill for the Department of Consumer and Business Services. The agency has a variety of regulatory programs, including workers' compensation, Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Administration, insurance, finance, and corporate securities, and building codes. The agency is supported by assessments and fees charged for services, including workers' compensation assessments and license and inspection fees. DCBS receives $12.6 million in federal funds for support of occupational safety and health programs. DCBS has statutory authority to expend its federal funds as other funds. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $619.9 million other funds, 1,069 positions, and 1,060.42 FTE. The operating budget is $1.9 million, or 1.1%, below the governor's budget. Adjustments include standard reductions totaling $1,005,768 for PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, and a reduction of $977,875 in services and supplies and capital outlay. This adjustment aligns the expenditure limitation with current expenditure estimates. The budget includes the governor's recommended policy option package to restore 10 positions and FTE, and $1.3 million other funds in the Division of Finance and Corporate Securities. This action restores staffing reductions taken in the base as a result of revenue reductions. The restoration assumes passage of Senate Bill 5535, which is the agency fee bill. The subcommittee added a budget note that directs the agency to report to the emergency board if substantial changes are made to the administration or operation of manufactured housing regulation. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 5534 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Very good. We're going to recess action on this particular bill till we get the most, there's a dollar change that needs to be put in there. They've been working very hard. They're having to do two committees. They had to quickly go through the House this morning. We'll get that hopefully by the time we are getting near the end of our agenda today. But we'll recess on that, and we'll go to the, we'll skip down to the Department of Justice, if we may. That would be Senate Bill 5577, if Senator Gordley doesn't mind.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, Senate Bill 5577 is the budget bill for the Department of Justice. The department is responsible for general legal counsel and supervision of all legal actions in which the state is a party or has an interest. The Department of Justice is also responsible for a number of other programs, including child support enforcement, crime victims compensation, consumer protection, district attorney assistance, and regulation of charitable organizations. The department is also a major component of the law enforcement community, providing intelligence and investigative support for drug, terrorism, and organized crime-related crimes. The Subcommittee on Public Safety approved a budget for this agency of $282.6 million total funds and $31.5 million general fund. Several grants that became available after the governor's budget was finalized were approved, including those related to DUII prosecution assistance, organized crime intelligence, and internet crimes against children. A package that would have provided greater legal representation for child welfare workers was not approved. Oregon ranks at the bottom of states in terms of the amount of legal representation it provides these workers. The subcommittee did urge the agency to seek limited duration positions and expenditure limitation from the emergency board if solutions within the existing budget of the Department of Human Services are identified. After the review of revenues for the Child Support Enforcement Program, the subcommittee approved the replacement of $526,000 in general fund with more other funds, recoveries, and incentive revenues. Funding was also identified to deal with issues in this program not addressed in the governor's budget, including the audit of the use of federal funds. This budget, this proposed budget, also restores almost all of the funding reduced by the governor from the crime victims programs, including the domestic violence and sexual assault services programs. The subcommittee reversed the governor's proposal to fund the crime victims programs with general fund and finances these programs with criminal fines and assessment, or CFA revenues. The subcommittee discussed the lack of funding for two programs. The 2003 legislature eliminated general fund resources for the financial fraud and consumer protection program, and at this time there is no general fund allocated for 2005-07. The agency will likely have to adjust program spending levels to stay within the anticipated revenues from settlements from businesses and others. The funding for 2007-09 will be even more constrained than this budget because a significant beginning balance is not expected. Another area of concern for the subcommittee was the budget for the Defense of Criminal Convictions, which the governor reduced by 10%. Since the department cannot control the number of appeals, the reduction will contribute to the growing backlog of cases. Some costs could be transferred to other parts of the criminal justice system. The subcommittee hoped the funding level for these two programs could be revisited by the end of the session. And, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5577 be amended and reported out to pass.
Thank you very much, Senator. Any discussion? Senator Morse.
A question. Thank you, Mr. Chair. At one point in time, we had deputy district attorneys with reductions. Does this budget include those as projected originally in the co-chair's budget?
It does not. Mr. Wilson, would you like to come forward?
It's in a different budget altogether.
It's in a different budget.
That's the answer to your question.
Okay.
So this has nothing to do with
this
that.
Okay. Thank you.
Fair question. Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Let's go back to Senator Morse's discussion on Senate Bill 5534, Department of Consumer Business Services. We now have before us the dash twos that change one number, very important number. I assume the members had a chance to glance at that. The original bill was going to move the dash ones, so all Senator Morse would need to do, I believe, is just make the same motion he made, but make it with regard to the dash.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 5534 be amended with the dash two amendments and reported out due pass as amended.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Any discussion on that? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Thank you. Let's go to Senate Bill 5535, the accompanying fee bill for the Department of Consumer Business Services.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5535 is the fee bill for the Department of Consumer and Business Services that accompanies the budget bill. The bill includes fees that were administratively established as a result of the passage of substantive bills by the 2003 legislature and fees administratively increased during the 2003-2005 biennium. The budget for 2005-2007 assumes continuation of these fees. The legislature must now ratify these fees as established or increased by administrative rule during the interim. The bill contains two elements. The bill consolidates plumbing fees and reduces the number of separate fees from 18 down to 9. This consolidation is an efficiency measure for the agency and for the plumbing industry. And two, the bill increases mortgage lending, consumer finance, pre-needs trusts, and worker leasing fees. These fee increases are necessary to restore staff support to these programs that were reduced due to the revenue shortfall. The subcommittee heard public testimony and received letters in support of this fee bill, including support from the plumbing industry, worker leasing companies, and mortgage lenders. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 5535 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Let's go, since he's doing such an excellent job, to Senate Bill 5585, Department of Administrative Services, Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5585 is the budget bill for the Department of Administrative Services. The department is the central administrative agency for the executive branch. It provides a number of services to all state agencies. The department's operations are supported mainly by assessments and charges for services to state agencies. Your general government subcommittee approved a number of adjustments to the department's budget. Because of these adjustments and changes that have occurred since the original budget was developed, we were able to reduce the department's assessments and charges to state agencies by $17 million. The principal reductions are charges for permanently assigned fleet vehicles, uniform rent, Controller's Division charges, and PEB wellness assessment. We provided significant funding for enterprise cybersecurity. This work has begun this biennium with Emergency Board approval, and we provided funding to continue that work into the next biennium. The subcommittee also removed non-limited expenditure authority for a number of types of expenditures, thus improving legislative oversight over these expenditures. The subcommittee deleted some performance measures, approved others, and added two standard ones on customer satisfaction. The department is directed to develop performance measures relating to cybersecurity and report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for approval before the next legislative session. The General Government Subcommittee recommends the bill be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say to Senator Morrison, and particularly on the record, Senator Johnson, who's not here, I'll congratulate them for all the hard work they've done on this budget, a budget that seldom gets much recognition in this building, but is at the core of state government and at the core of controlling costs.
I'll echo that. Co-chair here really appreciates it. This is one of the, I know Senator Devlin worked very hard on this session before and found it a labyrinth to work through, and agencies worked with us very cooperatively this time, and you did an outstanding job, Senator, as did Senator Johnson.
Thank you. I'll make certain that I'll personally pass that on as well. Thank you, Senator.
And I'd like to second Richard's or Senator Devlin's remarks, specifically as they agree to Senator Morse.
So bad. I'll pass that on to Senator.
Yeah.
Senator Duke, believe me. Any further discussion? Any further objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Let's go to Senate Bill 5587, Columbia River Gorge Commission. Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, or Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5587 is the appropriation bill for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. The commission was authorized by the 1986 Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area Act and then created through an interstate compact between Oregon and Washington. The compact took effect upon ratification by the U.S. Congress. These actions established the commission as a permanent regional agency with responsibility for land use policy in the 292,000-acre National Scenic Area. The interstate compact requires Oregon and Washington to equally share commission operating costs. The budget recommended by the Senate Special Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources totals $869,247,000 general fund dollars. This represents an increase of $267,647,000 over the 203-05 legislatively approved expenditure level. The increase represents adjustments for inflation and price adjustments, including $40,465 for risk management to repay the self-insurance fund for settlement of two lawsuits, an approval policy package to add a position for increased ability to respond quickly to citizen requests, update outdated plans and inventories, and increase compliance services. The subcommittee approved 10 of the agency's 13 performance measures. Four measures were deleted. Eight of the 10 approved measures were modified to include additional information, and the two new standard customer service measures were added. I'd like to also add that in discussions with the Senate Republican leadership, they are very happy with the way the commission has been functioning the last 4 or 5 years and look forward to resolving this issue as far as matching this budget with the one coming from the House. And that you may have read also in the paper today that ballot measure 37 is now involved with this commission, and that there's an overlay by the federal government in the gorge, and the court has already ruled against ballot measure 37 as due to the federal overlay of the commission. So it's going to be a complicated situation with this commission in the future potentially. I move Senate Bill 5587 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Very good. Discussion, further discussion. Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5589, Public Defense Services Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5589 is the budget bill for the Public Defense Services Commission. The 2001 legislature established the commission and consolidated all trial and appellate public defense services in the commission. The agency is supported by the general fund. The agency retains $953,206 in other funds revenue from the $20 application and contribution fee that is paid by persons seeking public defense services in the trial courts. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $175.8 million in all funds, 54 positions, and 52.95 FTE. The budget includes a restoration of the governor's 9% unspecified reduction to the essential budget level for judicial branch agencies. The restoration of $15.4 million will enable the commission to provide representation at the trial and appellate level for eligible persons. The budget includes standard reductions totaling $49,678 for PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, a reduction of $39,669 in services and supplies and capital outlay, and a reduction of $270,000, three positions, and 2.5 FTE in contract services staffing and support. The subcommittee discussed the need to allocate this reduction in a manner that does not require this level of reduction in contract services. The subcommittee also approved an other funds policy package that transfers $201,542 other funds from the application and contribution program and one position and 1.45 FTE to the Judicial Department. This transfer continues the statewide implementation of this program as directed by the 2003 legislature. Mr. Chair, the Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 5589 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Very good. Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? Seeing none, there's an order. Go to Senate Bill 5595, the Board of Accountancy to Fee Bill. Senator Weston.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5595 ratifies a $100 fee imposed by the Board of Accountancy for a certified public accountant license based on substantial equivalency. Legislation passed in 2003 allowed the Board of Accountancy to issue certified public accountant licenses to CPAs that hold licenses in good standing in other states or countries. Those licenses must meet requirements that are substantially equivalent to those requirements necessary to be certified in Oregon. The law requires the board to charge a fee for the certificate. The board administratively established a $100 fee for this license. Statutes require the fee be ratified by the legislature, and Senate Bill 5595 provides that ratification. The fee provides modest revenue to the board. Your general government subcommittee believes the fee is necessary so that out-of-state applicants pay the cost of licensure in Oregon. The general government subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5595 amended and reported out with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 44, relating to underground storage tank fee. Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Department of Environmental Quality administers a program to assist facilities in maintaining and decommissioning underground petroleum storage tanks. In 2001, the legislature implemented an annual $85 per tank fee to pay for the department's efforts assisting facilities with complying with state and federal law relating to the maintenance of storage tanks. Without passage of this bill, the annual $85 per tank fee will sunset on December 31, 2005. Senate Bill 44 would extend the sunset date on the underground storage tank fee until January 2, 2008. Revenue from these fees are assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 44 be reported out, due pass.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 45A, relating to water pollution control permits. Senator Bates again.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 45 is the product of interim committee for those interested in Department of Environmental Quality's wastewater permitting program, which is delegated to the state by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The program has been operating with one of the worst backlogs of wastewater permits in the nation. Senate Bill 45 is a part of a package that would help address this backlog. The bill requires the department to report annually to the appropriate legislative committee on the department's efforts in administering a watershed approach toward water pollution control permitting and the level of permit backlog. The bill would allow also allow the Environmental Quality Commission to increase fees annually for water quality permits to a level not to exceed the anticipated increase in the cost of administering the permit program or 3%, whichever is lower. Revenue from this increased fees is assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. Your Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 45-A be reported out due pass.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. That's our calendar for today. Appreciate the committee hanging in there. Yes, Senator Winters.
My apologies for my phone going off. I thought it was off.
That's okay.
And I was out of the room for the vote for 5577, and I'd like to be on the record of voting aye.
Any objection to Senator Winters voting aye? Seeing none, she votes aye. So ordered.
All the Republicans are adjourned.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Okay.
Did I mention to you that we have an invitation?
Good work again.
Hey.